This is the Best of Investing on AM 1220 KDOW, the show that brings you valuable information about real estate, the financial markets, and other economic business of the day. Your host, Edward Brown, is a nationally recognized expert on money and investing who has appeared on CNN and has published numerous articles in national business magazines and newspapers. Now, your host for the Best of Investing, Edward Brown.
Welcome. You're listening to The Best of Investing. I'm your host, Edward Brown, along with my co-host, Mark Hanf and Nam Phan of Pacific Private Money. Russell Jackman will join us in a bit here. Our phone number is 888-912-1190. Use that number to answer the trivia questions for a five-pack tanning certificate given away during this show. The certificate's not sponsored by the radio station, but by Tan Bella Tanning Salon with two locations in San Francisco and one in Marin. Today's trivia theme is old TV intros. And today is a special day because we are here at the Dave Casper Celebrity Charity Golf Tournament, as we did a year ago. And it's here. This time it's going to be at the Alamo Round Hill Country Club.
Round Hill Country Club.
Is this a beautiful venue or what?
It is amazing. Of course, we're recording this in advance. It's 8 a.m. in the morning, but I'm already sweating. It's beautiful out, totally clear. And, you know, it reminds me kind of what the economy is doing right now. You know, here we are in the summer, the gorgeous weather. And I guess those that invest in the stock market are also feeling pretty good these days. The stock market's hitting all-time highs. Real estate, notwithstanding all of those naysayers out there that keep talking about how real estate prices are trending, are going down, they're actually holding out, you know, pretty steady in the Bay Area. The open houses on the weekends have been very popular, and that's anecdotal, you know, evidence from realtors that we know. It's just a, you know, how can you not like the month of July?
Yeah, exactly.
Even though this show will air late August, but that's okay.
Okay.
So, Mark, you know, the thing is, we're here right now. It's about 9 a.m.
Yep.
And there's going to be a lot of sports celebrities, Tom Flores and Dave Casper, Vita Blue, a whole bunch of guys. They're going to be here pretty soon. So before they do, let's go ahead and get right into Pacific Private Money, what you guys do for a living, because there's a question that comes up, which is, what is the shortest term loan that you'll do?
Pacific Private Money has been the sponsor of the Best of Investing radio show since its inception back in 2010. Yep. So we're celebrating our 9-year anniversary, and we've been on every week, fail none, and with a new show to share with you our thoughts and insights. And Pacific Private Money is an alternative real estate lender. It's an alternative real estate finance provider. When we say alternative, we mean we're alternative to banks and other conventional financing. We're the guys that used to be called hard money, and some people still use that term. Then it was private money, and then it was there's all kinds of names for it now. It's alternative loans, marketplace lending, peer-to-peer. There's all kinds of new lending programs out there, and many of those new lending programs are thanks to the Jobs Act that was passed in 2013 that legalized the ability to raise capital from private individuals. When I say legalize, what they did is companies like Pacific have been in business for a long time, and we've been using private capital to fund our real estate loans, but we couldn't advertise it. We were limited in the way we could advertise the product, and the Jobs Act in 2013, not to get too deep in the weeds, legalized the ability to advertise this option, and now more and more people are coming to realize that, hey, I can get 7% to 8%, sometimes more, yield on my savings by participating in what we call mortgage investing, which is investing in mortgage pool funds and trust deeds. So that, in a nutshell, is Pacific Private Money. And our borrowers are people that need capital yesterday or can't get bank financing for a number of reasons that we always talk about every week on the Best of Investing.
All right. So give us, if you could, a deal of the week, the type of loan that you actually have done recently.
I'm going to share with you just... Actually, even better, if you're a realtor, a mortgage professional out there, or a homeowner who's sitting in your home right now, and, you know, us, you know, we're all baby boomers here, aging baby boomers, and a lot of us, after our kids move out, we want to downsize. We've got all this equity in our home, but we may not have enough money for a down payment for the next house, or we can't get bank financing to buy the next house while we're still living in our existing home because the bank tells us you don't make enough income to qualify for two mortgages at the same time. That's something that's all new since Dodd-Frank was passed about 6 years ago. And so companies like us at Pacific Private Money, we can make you a transitional bridge loan that will allow you to buy your next home without moving out of your current home. It's called a bridge loan, a transitional bridge loan, and it allows you to tap the equity in your existing home. So we can provide you with a loan up to 100% financing or more, so you could buy your home that you want to move into now. Let's say you're downsizing. You could buy that next home now, crossed on your existing property, and then you can stage, remodel, do whatever you want to your existing home, which will allow you to even make more money, and those profits can help pay for the cost of our transitional bridge.
Well, interestingly enough, I was at church yesterday and met somebody who was, I was telling her what I did for a living. She says, well, gosh, you know, maybe I could use a company like yours because California's getting so expensive. I've got enough equity in my home.
Yep.
I want to move to Arizona.
Right, another state. We've done a lot of transactions where we've helped people move to other states by providing them 100% financing on the property they want to purchase, even if it's out of state.
Well, here's the interesting thing. It's summertime right now, so the prices in Arizona are really cheap. And she hasn't sold her property yet.
Okay.
If she sells her property, who knows if it'll take 3 months, 6 months, whatever, because she wants to get the highest price.
That's a good point.
Right? And she doesn't want to wait until, let's say, January when prices are going to start going way up.
Our last out-of-state scenario like that was Arizona. The previous one was Georgia. So we're seeing more and more of those.
So even though you're not lending in those states, the fact is people have enough equity in their current home in California that you'll lend on it.
Yep.
So it doesn't matter where they go.
Yep. Right. Yeah. So if you're a realtor and you have clients that are in this predicament, and I know you do. In fact, a lot of really savvy real estate agents use us to get more listings because now you can help your client buy their next home and then you can help them remodel, stage, and then sell their existing home once they've moved out. They don't have to move twice. They can move right from their current home to their target home without having to rent or store their furniture, which is expensive.
And how do people get a hold of you if they have that scenario?
PacificPrivateMoney.com. That's our website, PacificPrivateMoney.com. We're in the Bay Area at 415-883-2150. That's 415-883-2150.
All right, we're going to go to our first commercial break. Trivia question is old TV intro. So you have to be around for the, I think this was a late 60s.
You have to be
60s,
old like us.
Old like us. late 60s, early 70s for this one. A man is running down a dark alleyway. He stops and is joined by another man and then a woman. All three are then seen running towards the viewer. Hmm. Which show is this from? That's kind of a hard one.
I think I know it.
You really?
I have a guess, though.
Okay. All right. Call 888-912-1190. The first three callers with the correct answer are going to win that tanning certificate. Stay with us. You're listening to The Best of Investing. We're going to be right back.
For more information on today's topic, call Edward Brown directly at 888-912-1190. That's 888-912-1190. The Best of Investing will continue in a moment on AM 1220 KDOW.
Have you wondered how the banks make all their money? Have you ever wanted to be on the bank side of the deal? At Pacific Private Money, our clients are doing just that. For over a decade, clients at Pacific Private Money have consistently earned high yields on their investments, earning returns of 7.5% or more, secured by primarily Bay Area real estate at conservative values. As most baby boomers know, it's important to earn consistent, above-market returns on your savings and retirement accounts. Let's face it, most of us are not on track to achieve the level of retirement income we'll need to fund the lifestyle we want. High-yield alternative investment strategies like Pacific Private Money's mortgage-backed investments might be just the thing you need to boost the income in your retirement accounts. Annual yields of 7.5% and more are not uncommon using these simple strategies. Join the thousands of Bay Area residents who have learned one of the best-kept secrets in investing today. For more information, call us at 415-883-2150 or visit our website at pacificprivatemoney.com.
Equal housing lender, license county area 0189744. All investments have inherent risk and your results may vary. The station does not guarantee nor endorse any investment strategy.
Attention Bay Area homeowners. Pacific Private Money has a loan program that can help you buy your next home right now. No need to wait to sell your existing home first. Our unique bridge loan lets you tap the equity in your current home to provide up to 100% 0% financing on the home you wish to buy. We're friendly, fast, and ready to help you right now. Call us today for more information. 415-883-2150. That's 415-883-2150. Or visit us at pacificprivatemoney.com.
Equal Housing Lender. License Caldeary 0189-7444.
Now, back to the best of investing with your host, Edward Brown, on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back to The Best of Investing. I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with Mark Honf and Russell Jackman. Our first trivia question was, a man is running down a dark alleyway. He stops and is joined by another man and then a woman. All three are seen running towards the viewer. Which show was this from?
Mod Squad.
The Mod Squad. That's right. That's before your time.
So we have. No, I know the Mod Squad.
You remember that? Yeah, I thought you're too old.
In color.
You're too young for that.
No, I'm
in
not.
Living
no,
color, right?
No.
That's right. Exactly. Yeah. All right. So we are broadcasting here from the Dave Casper Charity Golf Tournament in beautiful Alamo, California.
Right. The Round Hill Country Club.
Yeah, it's a beautiful day. A little windy here. We did our sports show. We're doing our business show. And we have now a special guest, Bunny Weiss from West Wave Capital, who's a venture capitalist. What are you doing here at the tournament?
Well, I've known Dave Casper for about 35 years.
Oh, wow.
I met him
okay.
first when I took his son Andy home from a hospital up in Minnesota because there was a snowstorm and he couldn't get back to Susan, and so we went and picked him up, brought him home, and now he's a married man. And
he was forever grateful, and you've been friends, huh?
Yes, a long time.
Oh, very,
we do a lot of
sweet.
Fishing together and talk a lot, and he's a good person.
Okay. So venture capital, when people hear that term, it's funny, you know, hedge funds, private equity, venture capital, people throw those terms around a lot, and most people just think, it's rich people's playground. What is a venture capitalist
doing? Yeah, the segment that I run in is very early stage capital.
Okay.
So this is company formation stage,
mm-hmm.
where you're working with founders to give them enough money to actually build their first product and get their first customers. This doesn't deal with the buyout realm where you see billions of dollars invested in private equity buys. Firm. So this is really how Google and Apple and those original companies were formed with venture capital early stage.
So is it also referred to as angel capital?
No, angel would be before. So in the segment
really?
Of investing,
okay.
there's areas they call pre-seed. That's where angels and
okay.
smaller venture firms. And then seed is a little bit larger venture firms. And then Series A is the traditional Silicon Valley
Got it.
Firms.
What are the areas that your company is concentrating in?
We focus on SaaS applications. These are software as a service.
Software as a service.
Cloud right. infrastructure. These would be things that compete against Amazon. Or Google's cloud security. There's a lot of problems, as you know, in the cybersecurity
yes.
arena.
Oh, yeah.
And then analytics. Analytics would be end-user-driven reports and ways that they interrogate complex data to run their businesses.
Are you funding any blockchain-based technologies?
Yes. We fund the largest and fastest-growing company called CipherTrace, which does anti-money laundering for the blockchain. Because there's no compliance for blockchain,
Good
the
point.
Government's very worried about where digital currency is coming and going to. We do a thing called Know Your Customer, where we can decrypt certain parts
oh,
of the
right.
blockchain, and we can actually catch bad guys moving around, either terrorism or drugs.
Because it's still in its infancy
yes.
with blockchain, and everyone, whenever they hear blockchain, the first thing they think of is Bitcoin.
Yeah,
which
yeah.
is
no,
not.
No,
well,
totally
blockchain
different.
Is totally separate.
Totally different.
From
yeah, you know, blockchain's been around 10 years. It's not a new technology.
Oh, mm-hmm.
It's not clear that will be a real technology of choice for people to run businesses on, but for financial services arena, it has a highly secure
Okay, way. And for the audience who may not be that familiar, they've heard blockchain, but they don't really understand it. Can you? What would your 30-second elevator pitch
yeah,
on blockchain?
Yeah, if we were trading currencies between each other, we couldn't see who was on either end of the transaction because it would be encrypted.
Mm.
So therefore, people say that you cannot get into the blockchain because it's highly secure. It's a highly distributed way to move assets around in terms of digital currency, but it's a very secure way to do it. So the problem is it's almost too secure because you can't really tell who's in the middle of a transaction, which really concerns the government.
So as sponsors of the show, our company Pacific Private Money, we're an alternative finance provider, and we lend private individual capital, which
yeah.
is where we source our capital, to borrowers for short-term real estate
sure.
loans. So know your client, which you were talking about
yeah.
a minute, that's a really big deal.
Yeah.
So anti-money laundering, AML, is also something we have to worry about, know your client. You know, we've been victims of fraud, and
yeah.
that's a really big thing because fraud is getting so incredibly not only complicated,
sophisticated.
But sophisticated.
Well, the bad guys don't have any rules, so
yeah.
you know, we
wait, there's no honor among thieves?
Well, you do things like GDPR and you hear all these regulations. Well,
yeah.
the bad guys have years to study these things, yeah. whether it's HIPAA for healthcare, and they know how to get around these systems, and they're smart people, and so it's very hard to stay against the bad guys.
And that's what I always thought. It's like, these guys are so smart, why can't they use their thoughts for good? They can still make a lot of money.
Yeah, but you can make a lot more money, unfortunately, as a bad guy. Yeah.
Thieves are thieves because they want to go through the path of least resistance. Yeah. You know, if they wanted to do hard work, they'd have real jobs. But
well, there's also state-sponsored terrorism, which
that's true too.
You know, several countries, which we won't name, yeah. train people how to do this because they want to disrupt the economy. Whether it's the election.
Well, that I understand.
But they're after your money. They know how to get your money.
How do you feel that the upcoming Privacy Act in California is going to affect?
It's going to really hurt business because it's not clear to me it creates more privacy for the consumer itself. But each state, if they wind up having the regulation, there's a federal regulation, it's just more compliance issues you have to follow. It's not clear that actually makes the more secure for the end consumer.
Well, so I assume you invest other people's capital as well. Yeah. Are you concerned about where we are in the cycle right now, yeah. or do you feel like the you know company startups that there's always an opportunity regardless of where we are in the cycle?
Well, we've been in a 12-year bull market. I think we're all been around long enough. If I look around the table, to yeah. know that can't continue. But in the startup world, that's not really relevant. All the big money that you see in fundraising is not relevant to the startup world because it takes a small amount of capital, and there's plenty of people willing to take a risk around innovation. And those valuations of those companies, when you start them up, don't change much.
So how do you source your capital? Is it family office? Is it companies bigger than
that? Most of the capital
that?
Comes from people that I've done business with before, founders, CEOs. Mm. Those are kind of my limited partners and some technology companies in the Bay Area.
And would you say people of that net worth, generally speaking, are not as concerned maybe as the retail industry
no,
would
not.
Be
they're
over
really,
the cycle?
They look at the capital that they give yeah. me, and they don't want me to lose it, but they look at it as an alpha-style yeah. investing.
Right, right.
They want a part of their portfolio to get alpha because with today's interest rates and other things that are going on, it's really hard to make money on your money.
Yeah. Does it surprise you that the Fed is talking about lowering rates as hot as the economy kind of seems to be in some ways?
Yeah, I don't know. It seems ironic that they would talk about lowering interest rates again, but they want to continue to stimulate the economy. You're in an election year, so even though the federal's regulated by different bodies, the Federal Reserve, the pressure comes from the President of the United States, who wants to keep the economy growing. And yeah. by the way, the United States can't afford to pay their own debt. We're, you know, trillions yeah. and trillions of debt. We raise interest rate. It's very hard for us to repay our debt.
Yeah. Most of our listeners are more retail investors, and so we promote a lot of alternative investments, such as investing in real estate, debt, and others. Are there any favorite alternatives that you have for people who ask you where
they want to invest in? Well, I'm a little old school. I believe in the Warren Buffett school of investing. Yeah, I think yeah. you buy in companies you know that produce goods and services that will be around the next 20 years, and you do long-term investing. If you see how the stock market works, private equity and hedge funds can move at a twitch on trading. I don't think it's a level playing field for an end yeah. consumer retail person to invest.
Agreed.
If you go down the stock market, yeah. you see the massive horsepower in computers.
That's why I got out of the yeah. stock market in 1979.
Yes, you're a smart man, see? Yeah, you're smart.
All right. Well, Bunny Weiss from West Wave Capital, Venture Capitalist, thanks for joining us here on The Best of Investing.
Okay.
Did you go out and golf?
I am. I'm golfing.
You know,
they call it golf when
they
I
call
it. But I'm drinking a good beer.
It's a good cause, and you're having fun.
They don't call me Duffer for nothing.
There you go. Have a
okay.
great day, guys.
All right.
Okay.
Thanks.
Thanks. Okay,
okay
thanks
guys,
coming.
We're going to cut to another commercial break. Here's our second trivia question. This show, and then we're talking about old TV intros, this show opens up with a world map. The title of the show appears in front of the map, one word at a time. The scene cuts to the show with the cuts to show the actors. Which show is about to come on? You know this
Ooh,
one?
Maybe.
All right. Call 888-912-1190 if you're one of the first three callers with the correct... Actually, the first three callers with the correct answer are going to win the tanning certificate. Again, this show opens up with a world map. The title of the show appears on the front of the map. One word at a time, the scene cuts to show the actors. Which show is about to come on? And stay with us. You're listening to The Best of Investing. We're going to be right back.
You're listening to The Best of Investing with your host, Edward Brown. For more information, visit bestofinvesting.com. That's bestofinvesting.com. More in a moment on AM 1220 KDOW.
Are you tired of the low yields that banks are paying on your savings and CDs? Are you frustrated by the uncertainty in the stock market? Would you like to learn about a simple, high-yield investment opportunity that features both safety and security features? At Pacific Private Money, our clients earn yields starting at 7%, and their capital is secured by real estate at conservative loan-to-values. If you're looking for a secure way to boost the yields on your savings and IRAs, you owe it to yourself to visit our website at PacificPrivateMoney.com or call us at 415-883-2150. That's PacificPrivateMoney.com or call us at 415-883-2150.
Equal Housing Lender, licensed CalDRE 01897444. All investments have inherent risk and your results may vary. This station does not guarantee nor endorse any investment strategy.
This is Mark Hanf, co-host of The Best of Investing. Can you believe how long we've been living in this era of low interest rates? It's been for most of this decade. And when we were all expecting rates to go up this year, now we're finding out that low rates will likely continue through 2020. If you're among the rapidly growing segment of people entering retirement age, I'm sure you're concerned over the challenge of growing your retirement savings. And you're not alone. Pacific Private Money has a solution for those seeking ways to significantly boost yields you earn on your retirement savings. And we do it with safety and security features not found in traditional investments like stocks and mutual funds. For more information on how you can supercharge your retirement savings with annual yields of 7% or more, that's right, 7% or more, contact us at 415-883-2150 or visit us at PacificPrivateMoney.com.
Equal Housing Lender, licensed CalDRE 01897444. All investments have inherent risk and your results may vary. This station does not guarantee nor endorse any investment strategy.
You're listening to The Best of Investing on AM 1220 KDOW. Once again, your host, Edward Brown.
Welcome back to The Best of Investing. Again, I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with Mark Hanf and Russell Jackman. Our second trivia question on old TV intros. This show opens up with a world map. The title of the show appears in front of the map, one word at a time. The scene cuts to show the actors which show is about to come on. Anyone know that?
Is that The Man from U.N.C.L.E.?
Yes, very good.
The Man Who Yelled U.N.C.L.E.
Yeah, with Robert Vaughn and Ilya Kuryakin. I remember that.
Ilya,
okay,
yeah.
So now in the, I'll call it the studio. We're here at the Dave Casper Invitational.
Out on the green, under a tent. Clear blue skies, nice breeze coming through.
What a great place to do a radio show.
In the middle of Danville, Alamo, actually.
That's right.
And Round Hill Country Club.
Well, our special guest right now is Dwayne Shaw from First Federal Financial Services, who owns his company who handles merchant services, basically credit card processing, right?
I love that name, First Federal.
I know.
Financial
How'd you get
services?
That one?
That's been in existence since 2004.
Wow.
That's
okay.
In fact, my father came up with that name, Mr. Harold Shaw himself. The
well, because I know there's like First Federal Savings and the First Federal, but that's pretty good right. To be able to get that one. So I know a little bit about this, and someone once told me there were like 500 different combinations because someone trying to figure out how much am I paying for merchant services? I mean, American Express is one thing. Frequent flyer type cards or another, company
right.
credit cards.
Right.
Is that something... somewhat accurate?
Well, that's not nothing that you're paying as a cardholder. That's
correct.
What merchants are paying.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's how you get all the benefits.
Okay. And then I know, like, trying to read my account.
Your merchant statement.
Yeah, merchant statement. Yeah, okay. Sometimes it gets really difficult because there's extra charges or there's a fee to produce a statement or, you know, it's like, I just want to know, what is the net amount that I'm paying as a merchant when I accept a Visa card?
Well, it all depends.
Okay.
And the reason why it depends is because every time a consumer go to a merchant establishment, the issuing bank gives you and I, like the actual card, and they have all different rates. They're all over the place. There's
exactly.
rewards
yeah.
cards. There's
yeah.
rewards, too. There are corporate cards. Then there's check cards. And there's regular qualified cards. So guess what? All those cards have a different rate that the yeah. merchant pays.
And debit cards are the cheapest, aren't they?
And debit cards are the
okay.
cheapest.
Okay. See, I know. It's like I said, I know just enough to make me dangerous.
Now, Dave, if it's like, let's just say for argument's sake, it's, I'm sorry,
Dwayne.
It's 3%. Does that get carved up among different companies? You get a little and the credit card company gets a little and
No.
Doesn't work that way.
No, it isn't.
How does it work?
Well, as the processor, I'm with the, I work with the banks. So it's me and the bank. Because Visa, MasterCard is the one who creates the actual rates. So what I do as an ISO agent, I'm like a bank. I support the bank on that side. So that's how I get, if you want to say.
So cash. How would it get carved up?
Yeah, I mean, do you get a strip to get basis points per transaction? Yeah. Okay.
Well, that's how everything works. Everything is based on basis points.
Yeah. And a basis point for the listening audience, 100 basis points equals 1%.
Yeah, it's like taking a penny and you divide that into 100.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
That's exactly what that means.
Yeah.
And so from the merchant, they don't like to see those frequent flyer cards because that costs them the most, doesn't it?
Well,
which are the most expensive one, American Express?
For the most part, yes. Okay. American Express and all corporate cards.
Okay. Oh, corporate cards.
Yeah. So in other words, if you had a business with your name on that card.
And why would that be more expensive?
Well, because it's corporate. And that's the way Visa and MasterCard, when they produce those cards for a corporate card, that's how they compete with American Express.
Dwayne, I had a question. How do you feel like some of the other businesses like Square and Apple Pay are affecting what you're doing now?
I love it. It's competition. And
that's one of the few times you hear someone say, I love it. It's competition.
And competition is great. So when I walk into a merchant account that has Square, I have something that I can offer them that's better.
And what do you offer that's better than Square?
The rate.
Okay.
Yeah, Square is pretty expensive, isn't it?
Yes, yeah,
you pay for the convenience.
Yeah, 2.75. Wow. Yeah, that's pretty expensive.
That's right.
And some of it is based on volume and the actual dollar amount, right?
With Square, it's a straight.
No, that theirs is straight. Regular.
Well,
Visa
in the banking business, how I work is that's one of the first questions we ask, and when we write up a merchant, we want to know what's the estimated monthly volume they'll do. And how many transactions they can do in a month, so that we can figure out what the profitability is for us.
Now, here's a question that it kind of frustrates me sometimes as a consumer. I'll go to pay with Visa card, and they'll say, "Oh, if you're going to pay with Visa, now we got to charge you 3% on top of it." Is that even allowed?
The merchant have to have it in writing first. In other words, if you go into an account, they must post that so that you know you're going to be charged what they call a processing fee.
Okay.
Now, at one time, that was illegal.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
You know, but now there are some ways that you can market it where you can surcharge a card.
Because otherwise, they just would rather use a debit card or just write a check. That doesn't help you. It doesn't help the consumer as they're trying to get frequent flyer miles.
I do check guarantee, too. So, once again, in the merchant services, I can provide that service as well.
All right.
So, are there different services? So, the credit card services, check cashing services. What other? Is there anything else that is included in some of the stuff you offer merchants?
Well, and ATMs.
ATM, that's right.
Yeah, ATM
that's right.
Cash machines. So I do that as well.
Oh, well,
how much you make off of ATMs?
It's good.
Really? I mean, isn't it like a dollar?
He wants to see your financial statement.
Show me your tax return, just like the president. Show me your tax return. No, I mean, is it a situation where you get like a dollar per transaction or that?
Well,
let me
just say this: every time you go to an ATM machine, the actual ATM service will charge you between $2 and $3 per transaction.
Really? Now, what about the kind that don't charge at all?
Well, that's when you go to your bank.
Yeah. Okay, you're talking about when you go to someone other than your bank.
You're right.
Gotcha.
I've been led to believe that having an ATM service like you're talking about is actually fairly profitable and is worthwhile having.
Yeah, I have some merchants that does quite well with that.
Yeah. Well, that's really good.
See all the diamond rings on his finger?
Like gas stations.
Yeah.
Anything where the foot traffic is very high.
Well, it's like gas stations. I heard that they try to pretty much just get the consumer there at cost because they make all their money in the mini mart.
Mm-hmm.
That's the whole objective there.
Yeah. Well, how are we doing on time?
Yeah, Dwayne Shaw, thank you very much.
Hey, well,
teaching
you.
Us about merchant services.
Thanks for stopping by. Yeah.
And how do people get a hold of you if they want to go to First Federal Financial Services?
Yeah,
you're in the East Bay,
I'm in the East Bay, El Cerrito,
okay,
in Oakland. So
So Google First Federal Financial First Services?
Yeah. Very good. Yeah. All right. Well, thanks again for joining
us
on
Best
of
Investing. Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you.
All right. So we're going to go to our third trivia question, commercial break. This was an easy one. And you got the other two, which I was very impressed with. Yeah. A man walks through five sets of security doors and enters a telephone booth. He dials a number and is promptly dropped through the door.
Don't.
You're giving it away.
All right. Didn't say anything.
Yeah. Call
don't
quick.
Sing the song.
I told you once. I told you a million times. Don't sing the song. Now, okay. Call 888-912-1190. Be the first caller. First three callers with the correct answer. You're going to win the tanning certificate. All right, stay with us. You're listening to The Best of Investing. We're going to be right back.
For more information on today's topic, call Edward Brown directly at 888-912-1190. That's 888-912-1190. The Best of Investing will continue in a moment on AM 1220 KDOW.
You probably heard about earning high returns investing in real estate through crowdfunding and other online platforms, but do you know where that real estate is located? At Pacific Private Money, we invest primarily in local Northern California real estate, and our clients earn yields of 7.5% secured by deeds of trust at conservative values. To find out more about one of the best-kept secrets in secured high-yield investing, go to pacificprivatemoney.com or call 415-883-2150.
Equal housing lender. License Cal DRE 01897444. All investments have inherent risk, and your results may vary. This station does not guarantee nor endorse any investment strategy.
For over a decade, Pacific Private Money has been providing investors with returns exceeding 7.5%. Pacific Private Money has a high-yield solution with safety and security features not found in many traditional investments. Our clients currently earn yields averaging 7.5%, secured by Northern California real estate at conservative values. This is a mortgage-secured investment currently paying 7.5%. For more information, go to pacificprivatemoney.com or call 415-883-2150.
Equal housing lender. License Cal DRE 01897444. All investments have inherent risk, and your results may vary. This station does not guarantee nor endorse any investment strategy.
Now, back to The Best of Investing with your host, Edward Brown, on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back to The Best of Investing one more time. I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with Mark Hanf and Russell Jackman. And yes, in the back, you're hearing Lynyrd Skynyrd, Sweet Home Alabama. Why? Because we are here at the Dave Casper Celebrity Golf Tournament.
Yeah. And someone shouted, play some Skynyrd, man.
Is that right?
No.
Oh, okay. Yeah, they've been playing a little Steve Miller Blind Band.
They have a barbecue truck behind us and where they're hosting food for the participants and the players in the golf tournament. And it smells great. It sounds great. The weather's awesome.
A little windy, which is good because it was really hot.
Yeah, a little windy. So if you hear a little breeze going through the microphones, please excuse us.
It's not all our hot air escaping.
No, we're not heavily breathing into the microphone.
I play a little golf, but I got a golf elbow, so a tennis elbow. All right, our third trivia question was, a man walks through five sets of security doors and enters a telephone booth. He dials a number and is promptly dropped through the floor. Name the show. First, you have to sing it.
Da-da-da-da.
Chief?
Would you believe?
Yeah, Chief.
Would you believe? I missed it by that much.
I missed it by that much, and what was the other part? Oh, yeah, when the cartoon guy. Come along, Chumley. Let's go see Mr. Whoopi. All right, what's the name of that TV show?
Get Smart.
Smart. Yeah. Very good.
And the movies, too.
I had a crush on Agent 99.
Oh, me too. Barbara Feldon, everybody did.
Well, here's a tiny little extra piece of trivia. In the Get Smart movie, there was a big muscular guy that wanted to beat up Agent 86. Yeah, and that was Dilip Singh, and that's the guy that I worked with wrestling-wise for many years.
The great Khali.
Yes. Yeah, he's in the movies.
That's so. Right. Claim to fame.
Well, because he was in the other
Longest Yard.
That's right.
He played
the big guy. All right. So, Mark, tell us a little bit about your mortgage pool fund, because right now you're paying still over 7.5%, aren't you?
Yeah, we are. And so we've had a few guests on today's show that we've brought in from the Celebrity Golf Tournament. It's at a little lull right now, so we're going to just finish out this segment with the three of us, but I do want to talk a little bit about the Pacific Private Money Fund. So Pacific Private Money, we're an alternative real estate finance provider. We provide short-term loans for real estate buyers and rehabbers and contractors, et cetera. We're the guys you go to for many different reasons. When you can't get bank financing, when you got to close by Friday, you had bank financing lined up, but something glitched during the process. Another reason why people come to us is maybe they are buying a home, but they don't bank qualify now, but they will within a year. And so we've got this popular transitional bridge program that a lot of realtors and mortgage brokers are availing themselves of to help their clients buy that home they want to move into now, and then take our no prepayment penalty, easy to qualify for loan, and then pay us off whenever they want, as soon as they want, or up to 1 year. So again, you know, just a lot of different creative, transitional, short-term bridge financing for real estate purchases, refinances, and for rehabbing and construction. So that's kind of the backdrop of the product that we have. Now, all of those loans are funded through private capital. We don't have relationships. We're not a hedge fund or private equity or rich family offices. No, our investors are hundreds of Bay Area clients, just like you, retail investors, we call them lovingly, and they can participate in mortgage investing in one of two ways. We have a fund that makes it very, very easy for people to invest and participate in mortgage investing, you know, earning yields in the mid 7% range. We also do individual deeds of trust, also called trust deed investing. And those are where people, and usually to do trust deed investing, you need to be experienced. You've had to do this a few times before, and no one understand how that you have to react quickly and make decisions quickly upon reviewing our loan information to make a funding commitment. But again, we work with both types of investors. But just talking a little bit about our fund, the fund is it's known as a 506 Reg D. It's a very, very common private placement used throughout America to raise private capital for lending like we do. It's also a vehicle used for buying real estate. There's a lot of private placement opportunities that you can invest in. But we believe that ours is one of the most conservative because we only lend. We're not out buying real estate. We're not funding business startups. We're not doing, you know, risky types of venture. We're just making real estate secured loans with loan-to-value ratios typically at 70% or below today's market value. So it's one of those things that has been called many times, the best-kept secret in investing.
Not so much of a secret anymore, though.
Not so much of a secret anymore. Well, in 2013, which is when we launched the fund, they passed legislation that allowed companies like ours to actually advertise. So we didn't talk about the fund on the radio, even though our radio show has been on since 2010. We weren't able to talk about the fund until 2013 when we launched it, and we launched it because they did pass new legislation that allowed our types of private placements to advertise to the public. Before then, you had to have a prior existing relationship with someone who had access to these types of investments, and it was just a lot more difficult to raise capital. And so in the last 6 years since private placements have been legal to advertise, lots and lots and lots of investors have discovered the alternative investment strategy of mortgage investing. And so, again, we think it's... in fact, a lot of people I know who are pretty smart and in the investment industry are remain surprised at... You mean you can get 7.5%, sometimes 8% on a loan secured, you know, by 70%, sometimes less, loan to value? I mean, where's the rub? Where there must be a catch somewhere. It's too good to be true. And we face that that conversation many, many times. Well, it's not too good to be true. People you know are earning money with a portion of their savings or retirement accounts right now through companies like ours participate in the alternative financing space, which, by the way, is a growing percentage of loan origination nationwide. You'd be surprised at how many people have bucked the trend of going to banks and conventional mortgage brokers because it's so much easier and so much far less brain damage to get a loan from a company like ours. I mean, you pay more, but if you have a short-term need and your exit is to sell the property or refinance conventionally as you have the time to get the best loan, it's just for buying real estate, there's really no better tool than financing through a company like ours.
Too good to be true would be earning 17% and you're at 20% loan to value.
Well,
in a fantastic area. That would be too good to be true.
Or a goose that lays golden eggs, literally.
Well, we may not be the goose that laid the golden egg, but I will tell you that we have over 200 investors in our fund. And I got to say, only a small handful in the 6 years we've been that our fund's been in existence, I would say only three or four people have redeemed their entire account. And when they and everyone who has apologized profusely, which is like, wait a minute, it's your money.
Yeah.
You know,
exactly.
Don't apologize. Yeah, so they've been, you know, our clients are extremely happy. They get a monthly report that I write. Our distributions are monthly, and the interest rate, the trailing 12-month returns that we're paying right now, about 7.5%. Again, past performance is not a promise of future result, but for more information, go to our website. Always the best place to go, PacificPrivateMoney.com. Again, PacificPrivateMoney.com.
And since all of the employees and me all invest, that's a pretty good sign. People put their money where their mouth is.
All my idle capital is parked in the fund, so it's
yeah, and you can always get it out. That's the thing. All right, stay with us. You're listening to The Best of Investing. We're going to be back with some closing comments.
You're listening to The Best of Investing with your host, Edward Brown. For more information, visit bestofinvesting.com. That's bestofinvesting.com. More in a moment on AM 1220 KDOW.
Hi, listeners. This is Edward Brown, your host. I had a 40-year-old listener sign up for a $500,000 life insurance policy guaranteed not to increase for the next 35 years at a cost of only $51 per month. Holy smokes, that's less than $2 per day guaranteed for 35 years. Imagine, this is probably the last life insurance policy this listener will ever need to buy because the premium is fixed for the next 35 years and it is from a well-known, highly rated company. For your free quote, call our toll-free number, 888-912-1190, and make sure to leave your name and ask for a free quote. I'll get right back to you. Hurry, as I suspect these rates will not last long. Again, call 888-912-1190 and ask you for your free life insurance quote.
Have you wondered how the banks make all their money? Have you ever wanted to be on the bank side of the deal? At Pacific Private Money, our clients are doing just that. For over a decade, clients at Pacific Private Money have consistently earned high yields on their investments, earning returns of 7.5% or more, secured by primarily Bay Area real estate at conservative values. As most baby boomers know, it's important to earn consistent, above-market returns on your savings and retirement accounts. Let's face it, most of us are not on track to achieve the level of retirement income we'll need to fund the lifestyle we want. High-yield alternative investment strategies like Pacific Private Money's mortgage-backed investments might be just the thing you need to boost the income in your retirement accounts. Annual yields of 7.5% and more are not uncommon using these simple strategies. Join the thousands of Bay Area residents who have learned one of the best-kept secrets in investing today. For more information, call us at 415-883-2150 or visit our website at pacificprivatemoney.com.
Equal housing lender. License Cal DRE 01897444. All investments have inherent risk and your results may vary. The station does not guarantee nor endorse any investment strategy.
You're listening to The Best of Investing on AM 1220 KDOW. Once again, your host, Edward Brown.
Welcome back to The Best of Investing. Last time for today, I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with Russell Jackman and Mark Hanf. Hey, I switched it up, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, we didn't have a trivia question.
But I had an answer.
Yeah, but you have an answer anyway, though. I like that. So, Russell, you know, we've been here all day at the Dave Casper Celebrity Golf Tournament, Round Hill, and beautiful place here in Alamo.
Yeah.
And we didn't get a chance to talk too much about the kind of stuff you're doing. You got this thing called Linked Local Marin, huh?
Yeah, I not only am I a computer consultant, but I run Marin's largest online networking resource, which is Linked Local Marin. It's part of LinkedIn. You can look for it under groups. And we have lunch speaker series where we have a one-hour session where we have somebody give their either a panel or an individual talks about business or life in Marin or things that are unique to life in Marin. And then once a month at different locations, we have evening networking events. And both the lunch speaker series and the evening events are free because, you know, I feel that there's a lot of chamber stuff and a lot of other events that go on, but they're $20 each. And, and you know, if you go to four or five networking events, that's $100. A lot of people don't always have that, especially if they're starting out or trying to, you know, get back into the workforce.
Well, I've been to a couple of your events, and there's usually at least 100 people.
Yeah, it started off small, and it was started off by a guy named David Katayan, who was a long-term care insurance broker, and then he got cancer and died five years ago and left the group up to me, and we've been able to grow it and do a lot of great things with it ever since.
So is it mostly business owners that attend this?
Yeah, a lot of small businesses, a lot of entrepreneurs and solos. So not a lot of big businesses, but a lot of smaller folks.
Well, and people, you know, small businesses and people who are entrepreneurs starting a business, you need support in a support group like that and other people who may have tried. You know, sometimes if it's, you know, if business is too big in a group, it kind of loses flavor a little bit as you're trying to do kind of like one-on-one networking.
Well, the informal nature of it, I think, does get people who are normally intimidated by more formalized things like the chamber or other
BNI
groups. Yeah. It makes them a little bit too intimidated to commit to that. But when it's free, I mean, what have you got to lose? And sometimes I've been able to do thousands of dollars worth of business based on just one person showing up and saying, hey, I need some computer help. So, you know, that's always good.
One of my favorite sayings is you're just one relationship away from an explosion in your business.
Yeah.
And I've found that in my business to be 100% true. I've built my business from zero to a multi-million dollar lending company, I would say mostly through networking. The willingness to put oneself out there and go to enough networking events, because you just never know if the person in the room that you end up talking to randomly, serendipitously, ends up being the person you do millions of dollars of business with.
And I don't know why, but just the motto, don't stop believing, just sort of seems to be a motto
journey playing a little
for
earlier.
Myself. Yeah, I don't know.
So, Russell, how do people get a hold of you, or how if they want to go to this networking group?
Okay, you can go to LinkedIn, look up groups, and look up Linked Local Marin. Not LinkedIn Local Marin, but Linked Local Marin. And then you can look for me. I'm Russell Jackman. You can look for me on Facebook. You can look for me on LinkedIn. And also, my Facebook page is facebook.com/calmputerconsult. That's CALMPUTER consult.
I think we all need a calm computer consultant because usually when you need a computer consultant, you're anything but calm.
Yeah.
I know my wife is anything but calm whenever she has
issues. No, we're all the same on that. All right, guys. Thanks for joining me here again at Dave Casper Tournament. This is our second time doing it. It was awesome. Yeah. Here's our thoughts for the day. Let your fear of failure be your motivation to succeed. And 3 out of 2 people have trouble with fractions, including me. All right.
Got it too.
Tune in next week to The Best of Investing. We're going to be giving away more free prizes for answering trivia questions. Thanks for listening. On behalf of our team, I'm Edward Brown. We're wishing you the best of investing. So long.
You've been listening to The Best of Investing with Edward Brown. For more information on this program, call 888-912-1190. That's 888-912-1190 or visit bestofinvesting.com. And join us again next week for The Best of Investing on the Bay Area's Business Leader, AM 1220 KDLW.
This radio broadcast is in no way an offer to sell securities except where applicable in states where we are registered or where an exemption or exclusion from such registration exists. Information discussed during this broadcast, whether stock quotes, charts, articles, or any other statement or statements regarding market or other financial information, is obtained from sources which we believe are reliable, but we do not warrant or guarantee the timeliness or accuracy of this information. Nothing in this broadcast should be interpreted to state or imply that past results are an indication of future performance. There are no warranties expressed or implied as to accuracy, completeness, or results obtained from this broadcast.